أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل قالوا مثل ما قال الأولون. But nay, they speak as the people of olden times did speak. قالوا أإذا متنا وكنا ترابا وعظاما أإنا لمبعوثون. They say, what? After we have died and become mere dust and bones, shall we forsooth be raised from the dead? لقد وعدنا نحن وآباؤنا هذا من قبل إن هذا إلا أساطير الأولين. Indeed, this very thing we have been promised, we and our forefathers, long ago. This is nothing but fables of ancient times.
قل لمن الأرض ومن فيها إن كنتم تعلمون.
Say, unto whom belongs the earth and all that lives thereon? Tell me this if you happen to know the answer.
سيقولون لله قل أفلا تذكرون.
And they will reply, unto God. Say, will you not then bethink yourselves of him?
قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم.
Say, who is it that sustains the seven heavens and is enthroned in his awesome almightiness? Note, literally, who is the sustainer, Rob, of the seven heavens? See note 20 on 2:29, Surah 2, verse 29, and the sustainer of the awesome throne of almightiness. CF 9:129, as well as note 43 on 7:54.
سيقولون لله قل أفلا تتقون.
And they will reply, all this power belongs to God. Say, will you not then remain conscious of him?
قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه إن كنتم تعلمون.
Say, in whose hand rests the mighty dominion of war over all things, and who is it that protects, the while there is no protection against him? Tell me this if you happen to know the answer.
سيقولون لله قل فأنا تسحرون.
And they will reply, all this power belongs to God. Say, how then can you be so deluded?
بل أتيناهم بالحق وإنهم لكاذبون.
Nay, we have conveyed unto them the truth, and yet behold, they are intent on lying to themselves. Note, literally, they are indeed liars. They deceive themselves by asserting that they believe in God, and at the same time rejecting the idea of a life after death, which, in view of the fact that many wrongdoers prosper in this world while many righteous lead a life of suffering, is insolubly bound up with the concept of divine justice. Apart from this, a denial of the possibility of resurrection implies a doubt as to God's unlimited power and thus of his Godhead in the true sense of this concept. This later doubt often finds its expression in the mystic belief in a multiplicity of divine powers, and it is to this erroneous belief that the next verse alludes. مَنْ تَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ إِذَا لَذَحَبَ مَنْ تَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ إِذَا لَذَحَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ سبحان الله عما يصفون. Never did God take unto himself any offspring, nor has there ever been any deity side by side with him. For had there been any, lo, each deity would surely have stood apart from the others in whatever it had created, and they would surely have tried to overcome one another. Limitless in his glory is God, far above anything that man may devise by way of definition. Note this allusion to the pre-Islamic Arabian belief in angels as God's daughters and Christian dogma of Jesus' sonship of God connects with the statement they are intent on lying to themselves, which has been explained in the preceding note. This is how almost all the classical commentators explain the phrase La dhahaba bima khalaqa, would surely have taken away whatever he had created, implying that in such a hypothetical case each of the gods would have been concerned only with his own sector of creation, thus causing complete confusion in the universe.
Alimil ghaibi wash-shahadati fata'ala amma yushrikun.
Knowing all that is beyond the reach of created beings' perception, as well as all that can be witnessed by a creature's senses or mind, and hence sublimely exalted is he above anything to which they may ascribe a share in his divinity.
قُلْ رَبِّ إِمَّا تُرِيَنِّي مَا يُوعَدُونَ.
Say, O my sustainer, if it be thy will to let me witness the fulfillment of whatever they who blaspheme against thee have been promised to suffer. Note, literally to show me in my lifetime, according to Zamakhshari, the combination of the conditional particle in if with ma, that which or whatever, spelt and pronounced imma, endows the verb turini, literally thou wilt show me, with the quality of intrinsic necessity. Thus, if it is inevitable, labud, that thou show me or let me witness, etc. In translation, this particular phrasing is best rendered as above, since anything that is God's will becomes eo ipso inevitable.
رَبِّ فَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي فِي الْكَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Do not, O my sustainer, let me be one of those evil-doing folk.
وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ أَن نُؤْرِيَكَ مَا نَعِدُهُمْ لَقَادِرُونَ.
pray thus, for behold, we are most certainly able to let thee witness the fulfillment, even in this world, of whatever we promised them. إِذْ فَعْلٍ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ السَّيِّعَةِ نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَسِفُونَ. But whatever they may say or do, repel the evil which they commit with something that is better. We are fully aware of what they attribute to us. Note C, Surah 13, Note 44. In the present context, the evil referred to consists, as the next clause shows, in blasphemous attempts at defining God. See verse 91. But the ethical principle implied in the above injunction is the same as that expressed in the last clause of 13:22, as well as in 41:34, namely that evil must not be countered with another evil, but rather repelled by an act of goodness. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ حَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينِ. And say, O my sustainer, I seek refuge with thee from the promptings of our evil impulse.
وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّ أَنْ يَحْضُرُونِ.
And I seek refuge with thee, O my sustainer, lest they come near unto me.
حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ.
As for those who will not believe in the life to come, they go on lying to themselves. Until when death approaches any of them, he prays, O my sustainer, let me return, let me return.
Note CF verses 74 and 90 above, with which the present passage connects. Most of the commentators regard the plural form of addressing the verb irji'uni,
let me return, as an expression of reverence. Since, however, the Quran offers no other instance of God's being addressed in the plural, in contrast with the frequent use of the plural in his speaking of himself, Baidawi suggests, on the strength of examples from pre-Islamic poetry, that this plural form of address is equivalent to an emphatic repetition of the singular form irji'ni. Hence the repetition of this phrase in my rendering.
لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِيمَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ.
So that I might act righteously in whatever I have failed aforetime. Nay, it is indeed but a meaningless word that he utters, for behind those who leave the world there is a barrier of death until the day when all will be raised from the dead. Note, literally in respect of that which fima I have left, comprising both the omission of good and the commission of bad deeds.
فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
Then when the trumpet of resurrection is blown, no ties of kinship will on that day prevail among them, and neither will they ask about one another.
فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
And they whose weight of righteousness is heavy in the balance, it is they
who will have attained to a happy state. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. Whereas they whose weight is light in the balance, it is they who will have squandered their own selves, destined to abide in hell. تلفه وجوههم النار وهم فيها كالهون. The fire will scorch their faces and they will abide therein with their lips distorted in pain. ألم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فكنتم بها تكذبون. And God will say, were not my messages conveyed unto you, and were you not wont to give them the lie? قالوا ربنا غلبت علينا شقوتنا وكنا قوما ضالين. They will exclaim, O our sustainer, our bad luck has overwhelmed us, and so we went astray. رَبَّنَا. Note, literally, we became people who go astray. This allegorical dialogue is meant to bring out the futile excuse characteristic of so many sinners who attribute their failings to an abstract bad luck, which is the meaning of shikhwa in this context, and thus indirectly it stresses the element of free will and therefore of responsibility in man's actions and behavior. ربنا أخرجنا منها فإن عدنا فإنا ظالمون. O our sustainer, cause us to come out of this suffering, and then if ever we revert to sinning, may we truly be deemed evildoers.
قال اخسئوا فيها ولا تكلمون.
But he will say, away with you into this ignominy and speak no more unto me. Note, my interpolation of the word ignominy is based on the fact that this concept is inherent in the verb khasa'a. Literally, he drove someone or something scornfully away, and is therefore forcefully expressed in the imperative ikhsa'u.
إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ.
Behold, there were among my servants such as would pray, O our sustainer, we have come to believe in thee. Forgive then our sins and bestow thy mercy on us, for thou art the truest bestower of mercy.
فَاتَّخَذْتُمُوهُمْ سِخْرِيًّا حَتَّى أَنْسَوْكُمْ ذِكْرِي وَكُنْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ تَضْحَكُونَ.
But you made them a target of your derision to the point where it made you forget all remembrance of me, and you went on and on laughing at them. Literally, until they made you forget, i.e. your scoffing at them became the cause of your forgetting.
إِنِّي جَزَيْتُهُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِمَا صَبَرُوا أَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
But behold, today I have rewarded them for their patience in adversity. Verily, it is they who have achieved the triumph.